This is University Radio Nottingham.
So hello, we are URN. We are down at the picket line on the west entrance, and we are joined by Andreas Bieler, one of the striking lecturers. So how are you today?
Yeah, thank you. No, we are fine. Of course, it's a cold morning, but we are grateful it's not raining. As you can see, we are out in force, showing determination behind our campaign for fair pay, fair pensions, and fair working conditions.
There are obviously a wide range of reasons why the strikes are taking place, but what for you is the most significant reason?
I think, as a headline figure, the most significant reasons are the cut to pensions. So since 2011, pensions have been cut four times, and most recently by 35%. And that's dramatic. Yeah, I mean, that's an enormous cut. But it's difficult just to say that this is the most important thing, because equally we are suffering from casualization in higher education. Yeah, there are lots of people on short-term, fixed-term contracts. We still have some colleagues employed via Unitemps. So equally that is quite a dramatic reason for why we feel it's important to be out here today.
There's a lot of students and staff out here today. Is the support more than what you expected it to be?
Yeah, we are very grateful actually. So quite a lot of students are here on the picket lines, have been here also last year. My understanding is that students are aware of the fact that it's not just staff who have been suffering by the cuts to pensions, by the casualized working employment conditions, but actually students too haven't done well as a result of all this restructuring. We know that class sizes have gone up, the staff-student ratio is deteriorating, there is less choice for students what kind of programs to do, and of course there's massive problems with student debt. Yeah, a lot of students leave the university with £50,000 of debt. So there's downward pressure on staff pay and working conditions, but there are also a lot of negative repercussions for students at the same time. And so we say that there's this slogan, yes, staff working conditions are student learning conditions. And I think it's not just a slogan, but this is actually what is happening.
What kind of extra support do you think the student union could give to you? Because obviously there's a vote on Friday as to whether the student union should be giving support. What support has been given so far, and what extra support would you like to see?
So first of all, we know key student union officers are in support. I think it's great that the referendum takes place, because A, it gives a chance to students to have a voice, and B, it publicizes it much more, the kind of situation in higher education also to students. So I think it's a great initiative to hold the referendum in the first place. But it's also great to see students on the picket line. As staff, we never take the decision to go and strike lightly. We don't want to damage our students. But if we want to put pressure on management, ultimately that's the only way we can do it. And what we would like to tell our students is that actually it's not staff who are responsible, but it's us who see no alternative anymore than to respond to as in the form of a strike to management. Yeah, and so in that respect, it's then very good to see students on the picket line, because of course we don't want to get into disgruntlements with students. Yeah, and again, I think the story is pretty much the same, that staff have suffered, but student learning conditions have suffered too over recent years.
To my knowledge, which might be incorrect, I believe that the Nottingham branch of the UCU secured a deal earlier in the year about pay. Did the university renegade on that, or has there been sort of other factors that have led to this strike?
So we did have a deal locally after our assessment, our marking boycott in May, June of 2022. And so the deal is still alive. We've got a whole range of working groups where we negotiate with the university. And it is correct, there have been some advances made when it comes to pay. That's absolutely true. However, the main conflicts are national conflicts. So the pension dispute we cannot solve here at the university. The general pay issue we cannot solve here. Yeah, so this year, for example, we have a pay increase offer of 3%, but inflation is 11%. So that's a wage cut in real terms by 8%. And that's not something which can be locally dealt with. So yes, we have a local agreement. There is some progress when it comes to anti-casualization, but at the same time, the national conflicts are still live and well. And we actually think our management is well placed to have an influence there because they are part of the negotiations when it comes to pensions, for example. They are there at the negotiation table.
All right, thank you very much for speaking to us today. Thank you. Hello, we are University Radio Nottingham and we are down at the picket line on the south entrance of the university. I'm Ben, I'm joined by Will, Amy and also Hannah as reporters. And would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Cyril, so I'm an associate professor at the University of Nottingham in the Vet School.
All right, thank you. And just going to ask some questions about your time on the picket line.
How's it been so far this morning? Bit cold, but how's it gone? Has there been a sort of sense of solidarity from the general public?
There is a this is a great solidarity. You know, you see, I mean, you can hear a lot of, you know, a lot of horns going on, so I think it's really good. A lot of people also, you know, on this picket line, which is quite good given the temperature, and I think, yeah, we're all pleased with the turnout.
Do you think there will be a resolution anytime soon? Has there been any contact with the university, or does it seem to be a closed conversation?
Well, I think the university has got its own agenda, which is driven by a number of factors. But the point is that, you know, it's really difficult, you know, for staff. There's been a number of issues, you know, our pensions, you know, salaries as well. You know, I think we're all going through hardship, and the university is continuously asking more and more from staff to cover, you know, the losses and so on. So, and I think we've reached the limit whereby, you know, enough is enough, and this needs to stop now. And we need, you know, it's very simple. I mean, if you want to have an outstanding teaching, you know, you need to respect your staff. And I think this is what is missing for the moment at the University of Nottingham.
And there's been a lot of students out on the picket line as well. Do you have a specific message you want to give to the students who are supporting the strike?
Well, we've got a really, really close contact with students, you know, student unions. You know, UCU has always been, you know, in touch with student unions. And we've always tried to explain, you know, our viewpoints, and, you know, we have exchanged on that. So, I mean, it's great. It's fantastic to see students, you know, coming around and being part of something, because, you know, we feel valued. And at the end of the day, you know, our job is to give you the best we can, you know. And when we've got this sort of contact, it is absolutely fantastic. So thank you for, you know, coming.
Obviously, we've mentioned about the support, you know, that the students have shown for the strikes. I was just wondering, can you understand the frustration of some students about missing out on valuable contact hours? Because, you know, it does have a massive impact on their education.
I mean, I absolutely understand. And you know what? It's because I don't want to strike either. But the problem that the university doesn't want to listen, you know, and I totally understand your frustration, because I am also very frustrated. You know, I wish I could teach, you know, this morning. I wish, you know, I don't want to be in the cold, standing up, you know, explaining what's wrong. I just want to be with you and teaching, you know, do my job. I love my job, and this is why also I'm outside, just to defend the conditions, you know, teaching conditions. That's it.
And I suppose also as well, you might have heard that the student union is holding a referendum on whether that they should back the UCU strikes. Are you hoping for a particular outcome of that referendum, or do you have any expected outcome?
Well, I mean, I hope that there's, you know, the students will understand, the student union, you know, will understand that we are all in it together. And I think we need to fight for better educations, you know, for you guys. You know, we need to fight for better, you know, living conditions as well, you know, better job conditions. And I think this is what, you know, I hope that, you know, you will, I mean, students, you know, and will understand we are with you. We have always been with you, and, you know, we'll stick with you.
What for you is the main reason why you're striking? What's your key reason?
Well, the thing is that what I'm striking for different reasons, for my pension, for the salaries, you know, everything. I mean, the salaries haven't been increased for a very, very long time. seriously increased. I'm also worried for my kids, you know, because what I can see now, I can see some sort of not the correct evolutions of, you know, higher educations. This is what I'm seeing. You know, I'm not really confident, you know, the way things are going on. So those are my concerns. So concern about my jobs, okay? Concern about my kids' futures, and, you know, that are the main points.
All right, thank you for speaking to us.
I suppose a message for students is, please get out and complain about this. Complain to your directors of teaching, complain to your head of department, complain to the vice chancellor. Get as high as you can, because ultimately, you know, you're the ones who are going to be feeling the thin end of this wedge. And we are doing this ultimately for you students, okay? It's, you know, when I go to work now and I ask people, you know, how they're doing, how their day is, you know, it's increasingly, I'm not seeing very many happy faces, because things are getting so bad within, the university. And we want to change that for the students.
Again, I'm not saying that the university doesn't really listen to the staff, but it listens much more to the students, to be honest with you, because you are, in a quotation, the clients. So you have a lot of power. So I'm really pleading for students to support us by writing to the vice chancellor and say, listen to your staff, listen to the students. Human capital is the most important thing to invest on. So please do that for us and for you.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself and why you're here?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Lawrence. I work at the School of Chemistry at the University of Nottingham. I teach inorganic chemistry. I was previously a researcher and now I'm more of a teaching role.
And so why do you think the strike's really important for everyone to be here today?
Well, academia has a lot of problems. Like, for years, pay hasn't really risen with inflation. So, like, the pay you receive working in academia is quite low. Like, I know I could leave academia and get a job in the chemical industry and be paid a lot more money. I don't want to, because I love teaching and I love working in academia. But it's an issue. And also the stress. Like, I've been under a lot of pressure. Like, you get a lot of work put on you and not necessarily a lot of accommodations for it. And that can be very stressful and difficult. We're going to stand to lose like tens of thousands of pounds a year in our pensions, which doesn't really seem very fair. And also the short-term contract is probably the biggest issue facing me. Like, I only get hired for like a year or 2 years at a time. And then after that, I don't know if I'm going to continue to be employed at the university. I might lose my job. So far, I've been able to get it renewed, but there's no guarantee in the future. And it would be nice to have some stability, because I kind of like to, you know, settle down, like, know where I'm going to live, not be forced to, like, leave Nottingham and go somewhere else at the end of the academic year.
And do you have a message for students who maybe don't understand why they're going on strike, or maybe are just unaware of it, or how they can help?
Just that, we're not earning a huge amount of money. We're worried about our pensions, because, you know, we'd like to retire at a decent age. A lot of us are struggling with these short-term contracts. The lack of stability is really frightening. It's really frightening to be like 2 months from the end of your contract and be like, I have no idea where, like, if I'm going to have a job at the end of this. It's scary. I do not want to be striking. I really like teaching. I really love engaging with students. I want to be doing that. I don't want to be standing out here in the cold. But I kind of feel I have to. I don't feel I have a choice. So, yeah, I understand that you might be frustrated. I'm frustrated too. I don't want to be doing this.
What's your message for the university hierarchy? I guess in particular maybe the Vice-Chancellor. How do you feel? Do you feel that there is communication there?
No, I don't feel there has been very good communication. Like, the... what we've received back from the Vice-Chancellor has been mostly empty platitudes, or dismissal of the striking workers as like a small minority, which I don't think we are. Like there is massive dissatisfaction, particularly like among my colleagues in chemistry. There is a lot of dissatisfaction. There is a feeling that university management isn't listening to us. Please, like, there has been a valuation on the pensions. It's been shown that the pension scheme is affordable. You can fund this, you just don't want to because it's not as profitable for the university. We will keep striking until, like, some action is reached, because we have to.
Do you think this is a wider trend in academia altogether, a move away from the value of education?
I do. I think there has been like a shift in the way universities work to being more like a business model almost, where students are a source of income and the university produces degrees. And maybe the idea of like academia for like research and furthering knowledge has kind of like fallen to the wayside in terms of like getting a degree to get a job at the end. And I think that's caused a lot of issues. I just don't think the culture is very nice. I think there are problems in the way universities work now. Not saying there hasn't been progress in a lot of areas. Universities are a lot more inclusive. But I think the way in which staff are treated has gotten worse. Like, there's a lot less... It's a lot harder to have a stable career in academia than it used to be.
This is URN.
University.
Radio.
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 Nottingham. Yeah.